It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everyone, from Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska. Tonight, the site of a doubleheader, girl-boy doubleheader, that is, the Auburn Bulldogs on the road facing off with the Freeman Falcons. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, and I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's doubleheader basketball game here from Freeman. If you're tuning in looking for Fall City basketball, we have that for you also on our sister station tonight. The Fall City Tigers are hosting the Palmyra Panthers. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. You'll hear it over on our sister station, AM 1230, FM 107.1, KTNC. Dylan Hendricks has the call for you tonight. Those games being played tonight in Fall City. McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, again, they're live over on KTNC. Well, tonight a couple of matchups here that could go either way. Sometimes I come into these games thinking I've got a pretty good idea who should win them. That's not the case tonight. We're not real sure how these games are going to go. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs opened their season dropping four straight contests. And just when it looked like they were really going to struggle this season, last night they went to Ralston and they beat the Ralston Rams by 20 points. A big game, 54-34. I talked to Kalen Smith, the head coach for Auburn, and he said, yeah, the girls came out and played last night. Different-looking team, got the win over Ralston, 54-34. Found out what it feels like to win, and now they're looking to pick up their second win of the season. Freeman Falcons, on the other hand, coached by Greg Beerhusen, they are sitting at 3-2 on the year right now, so a little bit above 500, hoping to improve on that record. That will be the matchup in the girls' game. The boys' game coming up later tonight, well, that's always a dandy when Auburn and Freeman gets together. The Auburn Bulldogs won their first three outings. I covered their game up with Elmer Burdock, and they looked unstoppable. Just when you thought they were on a roll at 3-0, they went and got defeated by Plattsmouth last week. So they are now 3-1 after coming off of a loss to the Plattsmouth Blue Devils. Freeman Falcons, as we're accustomed to seeing, are 5-0 on the year. I talked to Coach Jim McLaughlin earlier, and he feeling real good about where his team is right now as they are here at home tonight hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. So that's what's on tap, both girls and boys basketball coming up, a doubleheader. You want to stay with us right here tonight on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we'll take a two-minute break, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for the girls' varsity game right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them. We win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Cable Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for this presentation of high school basketball is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. Well, we're doing our best to compete with the Freeman Band, which is just to our right. They're going to give us a little bit of a break, and we'll take a look now at the starting lineups. First of all, here for the girls' varsity contest, the Freeman Falcons, as we said earlier, are 3-2 on the year, coached by head coach Greg Verhuizen. He'll go with Brooklyn Verhuizen. She's a senior, averaging 7.2 points per game in their first five outings. Alicia Johansson in the starting lineup, also a senior. She's averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds per game. Shiloh Wallman. Wallman is a junior. Averages in double figures, the leading scorer on this team. She averages 10.2 points per game and 2.6 rebounds. Andon Bornpole, just a sophomore in the starting lineup. 7.6 points per game and 1 rebound per contest. And to round out the starting five for the Freeman Falcons is Reagan Rennie. Rennie is a junior. She averages 5.6 points and 3.6 rebounds for the Lady Falcons. Starting lineup for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, coached by Kalen Smith. He'll go with Bree Wayhankle. Wayhankle is a 5'4 junior, averaging 2 points per game and 3.5 rebounds. Addie Darnell. Darnell is a senior at 5'6. She's the leading scorer on this team, averaging 8.3 points and 4.5 rebounds. Arielle Frank. Frank, a senior at 5'7. She's averaging 3 points and 5.5 rebounds. Emery Snodgrass. Snodgrass, just a freshman at 5'5", but she's averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds in their first five outings as a freshman. Morgan Stanley is the fifth starter for the Lady Bulldogs. Stanley is a 5'9 junior, 3 points per game, 4 rebounds per game for Morgan Stanley. As we said, the Lady Bulldogs 1-4 on the year. They dropped their first four games and then got the big win last night. They just played last night at Ralston, winning 54-34, a 20-point win for the Lady Bulldogs over the Ralston Rams. We mentioned earlier, if you weren't tuned in with us, that the Fall City Tigers in action tonight also, hosting the Palmyra Panthers. Dylan Hendricks has the call for you of those games. They should be getting underway right about now at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse down in Fall City. The game's heard on our sister station, KTNC, AM 1230, FM 107.1, and, of course, online at mscsports.net. And while we're talking about online, I want to encourage you to check out our radio app on your phone. You can download it for free from your favorite app store. It's called MSC Radio. And with that app on your phone, you're just 2 clicks away from our live broadcast. You click on the MSC Radio app. It opens up a list of our 6 stations. If you want to listen to me tonight, you click on Sunny 101.3. And with just 2 taps of your screen, you've got live coverage of high school basketball right on your telephone, anywhere where you have internet service or cell phone service for that matter. So we encourage you to check that out and download that MSC Radio app. Looking ahead at broadcast coming up, we're not ready to wrap it up yet for Christmas. Coming up this Monday evening, the Sacred Heart Irish will be a battle of Richardson County. They're going to be traveling to HTRS. The game will be heard live here on Sunny 101.3. Cody Schwong is going to call that one for you. That's coming up this coming Monday night here on Sunny, the Sacred Heart Irish at HTRS with Cody Schwong on the call. Then on Tuesday night, December 23rd, I'm going to be right back at this same table here at Freeman. Johnson County Central is going to be here in Adams for a girl-boy doubleheader with the Freeman Falcons. And as I said, we'll be right back at the same table where I'm sitting right now. That's coming up Tuesday night, December 23rd. That's going to wrap it up then until after the Christmas break. We'll pick up coverage again in January. Lots of basketball and, of course, the UDECA's tournament coming up. It starts, I believe, on January 15th, I think, is the first day of that one, or somewhere in that weekend there. We'll have a lot of selected games coming to you from Beatrice from that UDECA's tournament, as we do every year. Well, I think we're getting set here for the national anthem. They've kind of threw threw me a curveball here for my listeners at home and for Kurt Kilman, my producer engineer. Kurt, they normally run the clock down, and you can predict when the game's going to start, but they stopped the clock when there was about 2 minutes on it, and it just sat there, and they didn't restart it. So suddenly, I think they're probably holding it up for the media here, maybe what's taking place. But in any event, we're going to get underway in a few minutes as they're getting the players now bringing them in off the floor. They're huddling up around their coaches, maybe getting set for introductions and for the national anthem. I asked what the protocol was going to be, and they said national anthem first and then starters. I've been told that before, and then when I break away from the national anthem, they do the starting lineup, and then when I'm back from that, that's when they play the national anthem. So we're not going to try and outguess them this time. We're just going to keep it here live. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play tonight. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the sunny 101.3 studios located in the MSC Radio Group complex. Six stations now as part of the MSC Radio Group, and coverage all around southeast Nebraska, northwest Missouri, northeast Kansas. Lots of coverage for you. I think we're going to break away from the national anthem here now, so we'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service, and serving you is what Frontier Bank is all about. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Inside the Freeman High School, as we're about ready to get going on our first half of our doubleheader. We're just completing the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. They've already introduced the Lady Bulldogs. Now you'll hear the cheer go up as they go through the starters for Freeman. Again, for Auburn, it'll be Bree Wehinkle, Addie Darnell, Ariel Frank, Emery Snodgrass, and Morgan Stanley, the five starters. For the Falcons here at home, Brooklyn Beerhusen, Alicia Johansson, Shiloh Wallman, Andon Bornpohl, and Reagan Rennie, the starting five for the Falcons. The Falcons at 3-2, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs at 1-4. Well, Kurt Kilman, you've been through a lot of these ball games with me. We've had curveballs thrown at us in every direction, everything from having the lights go out of the gym to what have you, but I've never had them just stop the clock before like they did tonight. I had expected this game would have been underway about 3 minutes ago, and here we are. So appreciate you hanging in with us, folks. Listening back at Auburn tonight, couldn't make the trip out here to Freeman. Glad to have you tuned in to Sunny 101.3. Those of you here in the Adams area, glad to have you tuned in also, whether it be over the air at 101.3 FM, online at msesports.net, or whether you're listening on the MSC Radio app on your phone. Glad to have you with us. Several platforms. All right, we're ready to jump it up. In there will be Addie Darnell to jump it up for the Bulldogs. The ball is going to be brought down and controlled by the Falcons. With the basketball on the left wing is Shiloh Wallman. Wallman, a cross-court pass, finds Bierhuizen. Bierhuizen, top of the key, back to Wallman around the horn to the left side. Baseline into the corner on the low post, holding the ball down deep is Alicia Johansson. They feed it inside the paint from the corner, right wing. A three is up and good. And hitting the three from the corner is Aiden Bornpool. Bornpool with the first basket of the night. Freeman jumps out quickly to a 3-0 lead. Here come the Bulldogs on the attack. That's Darnell with a driving lay-in up short off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it. Darnell had a nice look at the basket. Took it right down the lane. Just couldn't follow and couldn't get it to fall. Now with the basketball on the far end in the corner. Deep baseline right side. Driving layup up off. No good. A whistle and foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. We'll see who they put it on. At the free throw line is going to be Brooklyn Bierhuizen shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Morgan Stanley. On Morgan, her first team foul, number one. Free throw is up and good for Brooklyn Bierhuizen. She hits the first of two. She'll have a second shot coming, so the Falcons out 4-0 here in the opening minute of play. Bierhuizen ready for her second free throw. It's up and good also. Got them both, and now it's 5-0 with the Freeman Falcons on top. Sir, could you... Sir? All right, with the basketball at the top of the key. Fan standing right smack in front of our table, not realizing. Ball is tipped away, goes out of bounds, touch last by the Lady Bulldogs. It'll go right back to the Freeman Falcons. All right, inbound the ball. They toss it into Brooklyn Bierhuizen. She'll bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Lob pass underneath the basket. Shot is up, whistle, and a foul. We're going to have Alicia Johansson going to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. They threaded the needle, got it to Johansson under the bucket as she went up for the shot. She was fouled on the baseline. Foul is going to be called on Emery Snodgrass. On Snodgrass, her first team foul, number two. Here's the first free throw for Alicia Johansson. Up and off, no good. She'll have a second shot coming. We're just underway here. 6:56 to play in the first quarter. 5-0. Freeman on top. Second free throw is up and off also. Doesn't go. Darnell pushes the ball down court quickly for the Lady Bulldogs. Darnell comes to the near side. Tries to hand the ball off over here to Snodgrass. Ball is tipped away. And then we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Falcons. And they're going to tag Bornpool for that one. And in Bornpool picks up her first team foul number one. Darnell with a give and go gets the ball back. Goes to the low post. Baseline right side of the basket. Can't get in there. Morgan Stanley sets a post for her, and now a whistle. They're going to call traveling on the Lady Bulldogs. A turnover. We'll give it right back once again to Freeman. Johansson inbounds it. Tosses into Bierhuizen. Brooklyn Bierhuizen will set the offense. Comes around to Johansson left wing. Now Bornpool handles the basketball in the paint. Trying to drive toward the hoop is Johansson. She's trapped in there, and she'll be called for traveling. Good defense by Morgan Stanley in there, along with Bree Wehenkel. They got her trapped and forced the travel call, and Auburn will get the ball back. 5-0 your score, Freeman on top. We've played a minute and a half here, 6:25 to go in the first quarter. We're live from Freeman tonight. Here's Darnell into forecourt. To the near side, finds Snodgrass. Snodgrass feeds it up top, and there's a contact foul. Whistle going to be called on Brooklyn Bierhuizen. On Bierhuizen, her first team foul, number two. Darnell will inbound it in forecourt on the near side on the sideline. Darnell waiting to lob it in. Tosses into Frank with the ball. Frank holds it, hands right back up top to Darnell. Resetting the offense. Darnell looks into the corner. Morgan Stanley, deep baseline, left side, low post. She dribbles up to the top of the circle, reverses, hands the ball off. It's going to be tipped away, grabbed up loose in the corner. Almost an over and back there on the Bulldogs. Working inside the paint, across court pass to Stanley. Stanley looks inside the paint, takes it into the, drives into the bucket, but it goes off the foot of Stanley, and it'll be a turnover to give the ball back again to the Falcons. 5:49 to play first quarter. Freeman up 5-0 here in the girls' varsity contest. On the dribble comes Brooklyn Bierhuizen with the basketball to the left side. Alicia Johansson holds it for a minute. Feeds into Wallman. Shiloh Wallman is in the paint trap. Threw the ball away. She tried to get it to her teammate. She was looking for Bornpool, and just as Wallman let go of the ball, Bornpool broke the other direction, and it goes out of bounds. All right. Lady Bulldogs get the basketball back, and they'll bring it across the timeline. This is Darnell. Darnell, right side of the lane, picked up the dribble. To Stanley, top of the key. Comes back to Darnell. She tries to penetrate. Kicks it out into the corner, Snodgrass. Ball tipped away. Darnell comes up with a loose basketball. Shot clock at 15 seconds to go. Darnell takes it in, driving lay-in off the glass up. Oh, off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound pulled down by Alicia Johansson. Johansson, outlet pass to Verhuizen, down court in a hurry. Verhuizen takes it into the paint. Right side finds Rennie with the pass. Now into the paint. A jump shot is up and off. No good. Reagan Rennie in there battling for the rebound, but it's going to be taken away by Darnell. Darnell with the basketball. Okay, with the basketball into the corner. Right side, here's a whistle. Kind of a tough spot right there for him and both of us. Okay. 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. 5-0 your score. The Freeman Falcons on top. Freeman gets the ball back on yet another turnover. My other radio station and I, my friends here, we're having quite a battle with folks standing in front of us tonight, trying to help each other out, blocking us both out from our view of the floor. Here's a shot on the baseline underneath, up and good. Brooklyn Verhuizen with her first field goal of the night. She's got 4 points. And it's now 7-0, Freeman on top as Darnell brings the ball to forecourt. Darnell works to the baseline right side, driving lay-in up. Whistle foul, and we're going to put Addie Darnell at the free throw line for the Lady Bulldogs. She'll be shooting two shots. Let's see who this foul is going to be on. Darnell to shoot two here. The foul is going to be called on Grace Menzel. On Menzel, her first team foul, number 3. First free throw is up and off, no good. For Addie Darnell, she'll get a second shot coming here. Second free throw on the way. It's up, and this one is off also. Missed them both. Rebound comes down. Mahler comes out of there with it. Looks like Savannah Mahler just checked into the ballgame, and she came up with that rebound, had it momentarily, then tipped away, went out of bounds off of Auburn. So Freeman with the basketball. Here come the Falcons. Verhuizen comes to Mahler on the left side. Mahler goes down into the corner. Now Mahler into the baseline with it. Kicks to the right corner with the basketball. Mahler to the top of the circle with the ball. Gives it up here to Verhuizen. Here's a long three from the corner. Up and good. And that was Mahler that got that one. Savannah Mahler hits a three from out on the right wing. And it's 10-0 now. Freeman Falcons on top. Dribbling to the baseline under the basket. Top of the circle. They bring it up to Stanley. Stanley, a cross-court pass. Darnell to the near side. Comes to Snodgrass. Snodgrass trying to work inside the paint. Pass to Darnell on the give-and-go at the top of the key. Almost walking with the basketball was Bree Wayhankle. Now to Morgan Stanley. Stanley tries to penetrate. Goes up with a shot that's off the rim. Won't go. Mahler has the rebound. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Morgan Stanley. On Stanley, her second personal, third team foul of the period on the Lady Bulldogs. Now into the ball game, checking in for Freeman, Shiloh Wallman back onto the floor. Wallman back out there. Grace Menzel on the floor. Mahler is out there with them. They're kind of substituting freely here. We're going to walk to the other end. And at the free throw line will be Mahler. Free throw is up and good. Got the first one. Savannah Mahler. We'll have a second one coming. That was the fifth team foul already. Second shot is up and good also, so we're shooting two here. Mahler hits them both. That pushes the lead out to 12-0 now, and we've not quite played 5 minutes here. 3:10 to go in the first period here at Freeman. With the ball, Emery Snodgrass. Snodgrass to the near side. Comes to Darnell. Darnell feeds it inside to Frank. They give and go. Darnell gets it right back and goes to Bray Wayhankle. They're handing it off at the top of the key, but not able to penetrate in. Now Darnell goes to the right corner with it. Down deep to Snodgrass. Bounce pass. Ball tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will stay with the Lady Bulldogs. 4 seconds left on the shot clock. They will have the basketball. Lady Bulldogs will inbound it with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Darnell tosses in from the side. Darnell with the top of the key. They're not aware of the time here. The shot clock is going to expire. They were not aware they were out of time. It'll turn it back over to Freeman. Things not going well for the Lady Bulldogs here early in the contest. 12-0. Freeman on top. 2:42 to play here in the first quarter. Beerhusen brings it into the forecourt to set the offense. Beats to the left side. Here's a driving layup. Blocked away. Grace Menzel tried to go in for the layup. Got the ball blocked away. Then we've got a whistle and a foul that's going to be called against the Falcons. And the basketball will belong to the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. In fact, the foul is going to be on Brooklyn Beerhusen. Her second personal, team foul number 4. Auburn with the ball, trailing 12-0 now. 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter here at Freeman High School. On the right wing is Ariel Frank with the ball. Frank feeds it underneath in traffic. They go into Bree Wehinkle. She tries to drive to the baseline, got shoved out of bounds. And they say the ball was touched last by Freeman. No foul is called. Wehinkle will inbound it. She'll stand right under her own basket to the right side. From the corner, a long three is up and good. And nailing the three is Ella Swanson. Swanson, who just checked in, came in off the bench and nailed a three from out here on the right wing. 12-3 the score. The lead is 9 now for the Falcons. Freeman with the basketball. They try to lob it underneath. The ball's going to get away. They were looking for Alicia Johansson under there, but the ball is tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Freeman. Auburn will get the basketball. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. And with the basketball is Addie Darnell. Darnell comes down to try and set the offense here. Man-to-man defense being ran by Freeman. Comes to the near side with the pass. Looking for Swanson. Gets it up to Swanson. She holds it high above her head on the top of the key. Comes to the near side with the pass to Snodgrass. Snodgrass is tied up. Has the ball knocked away from her. Grabs it up loose. Gets it back and hands the ball up to Darnell. Shot clock. There's a timeout called. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Timeout taken on the floor. 1:36 to go first quarter. It's 12-3. Freeman on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
A minute 36 left to play in the first quarter here at Freeman High School. 12-6 your score in this girls' varsity contest. The Freeman Lady Falcons leading the Lady Bulldogs from Auburn. Auburn's only point so far came when Ella Swanson came in off the bench and popped a three here just a moment ago. At that point, they were trailing 12-0. Freeman led so far by Savannah Mahler. She also came in off the bench, and she's their leading scorer right now with 5 points. Brooklyn Beerhusen has 4. There will be 9 seconds on the shot clock with which to work when Auburn inbounds this. Let's make sure they're aware of the shot clock here. A while ago, they got caught with the shot clock expiring. They were not aware of the time. Darnell at the top of the circle. I'm not sure they are looking at the clock again. 3, 2, they're not going to put a shot up. Not aware. Oh, man. Situational awareness here. Not aware when they came out from the timeout that they only had 9 seconds left with which to work. Did not even attempt to put up a shot and just let that shot clock expire. That's unfortunate coming out of a timeout to not be aware of that. All right. On the shot clock violation, the ball goes back to the Falcons. Freeman with the basketball. Alicia Johansson handles it. Goes inside to Wallman. Shiloh Wallman driving lay-in up and good. Shiloh Wallman on the two-point lay-in off the right side. Makes it 14-3 now. The lead is 11 with 1 minute to play here in this first quarter. Working hard with the basketball is Bree Wehinkle into forecourt. Wehinkle heads it to the right side, down deep in the corner. Backs it back out to Addie Darnell. Darnell across court to Snodgrass. This is Snodgrass with the basketball. Snodgrass being guarded tightly in his man-to-man defense. Almost has the ball knocked away. There's a give and go underneath. No shot there, and they'll throw the ball away. It's going to be over and back unless Freeman runs this thing down. They do. There's Rennie underneath for a driving layup. Got it, and a whistle, and a foul. Reagan Rennie, a junior, got the lay-in and also drew the personal foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. Let's see who they tag with that foul. The foul is going to be called on Snodgrass. Emery Snodgrass picks up her second personal. So, Reagan Rinney at the line for the and one here with 33 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Off the bench now, and we'll see who this is checking into the game. Grace Menzel back onto the floor for the Falcons. Reagan Rinney takes aim for the and one free throw. Her shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. Right down the middle. Rinney has 3 points. 33 seconds to go here in the quarter. 17-3, a 14-point lead for the Freeman Falcons. Bulldogs with the basketball. Emery Snodgrass to Addie Darnell, top of the key. Darnell picks up her dribble, gets the ball back. Now it's going to be stolen away. Fast break the other way goes Grace Menzel, driving lay-in up and good. Grace Menzel got the lay-in on the breakaway. Her first 2 points, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Here's a collision ball tipped out of bounds by Alicia Johansson. Just 4.8 seconds on the clock. Now let's see if the Lady Bulldogs are aware they've only got 4.8 to work with. Last couple of times they've got caught here. 4.8, they get it into Darnell. Darnell, top of the key, comes to the right side. She's going to have to hurry, puts the shot up, and will not go. After one quarter, Freeman leads it 19-3. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Freeman High School in Adams. Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, back at our studios. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for the broadcast. All right, here into the forecourt with the basketball come the Bulldogs. Top of the key, a cross-court pass comes to the near side. They give off to Addie Darnell. Darnell being guarded closely by Savannah Mahler. Mahler has Darnell all the way to the corner. She loses the ball out of bounds. That was Grace Snyder handling the basketball, not Darnell. And Snyder lost the handle on the freshman, let it get away from her on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. 19-3, your score. Freeman on top, opening seconds here of the second quarter. Shiloh Wallman handles the basketball, comes up to Mahler. She'll launch a three, hits the front of the iron, won't go down. Now, struggle for the rebound. Shiloh Wallman went crashing in there after that miss by Mahler. The ball's going to go out of bounds. Auburn touched it last. It's going to stay with Freeman. Inbounding the pass is Wallman. Shiloh Wallman triggers it in, baseline right side under her own basket. Top of the key, and in Bornpole. Here's a three from the corner that's up and won't go. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody diving after it again. Whistle. Held ball is called. Possession arrow is going to favor the Bulldogs this time. Lady Bulldogs will have the ball. Trailing 19-3 now in the opening minute here of the second quarter. 7:15 to go, second period. Addie Darnell in the paint. Had a look for a minute, then they collapsed on her. To Snyder at the top of the circle. Grace Snyder. Skip pass across court to the far side. Goes over to Snodgrass with the ball. She picked up her dribble. Almost has it taken away by Mahler. Now it's slapped out of her hand. She'll be called for a double dribble. Looked like maybe it was slapped away from her, but she took off on another dribble, and they say, nope, that's a double dribble. So, another turnover for the Lady Bulldogs. The Auburn Ladies struggling here tonight, trailing 19-3. We're only a minute into the second quarter. Under the basket, they go into Mahler with it. She comes to the top of the circle with the pass to Hayden Schaaf. shot is up. Third round shot, Reagan Rennie. Reagan Rennie has 5 points now in the ball game for the Falcons. Makes it 21-3. The lead is 18 now for Freeman. That's the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game coming up after this one. There's a big collision. And we're going to get an offensive foul. It's going to be called, I believe, on Emery Snodgrass. I'm going to have to wait to confirm that when they post it. The ball is going to go back to Freeman. Still haven't put it up there. It was a huge collision. They called a foul on one of the Lady Bulldogs, and they're not going to post it and show it to us, apparently. All right. Looks like Holland Wehankel's going to get called for that. It's her first. First team foul of the quarter. 21-3. Freeman with the lead. 6:18 to play here in the first half. Falcons have Rennie in the paint. Rennie kicks it out on the right elbow to her teammate Hayden Schaff. Back to the top of the circle, and they'll back it out and reset the offense. Savannah Mahler handles the ball around the horn right side. Reagan Rennie. Rennie. Again to the near side. They just pass it around the top of the key to Shiloh Wallman. Wallman beats the Bornpole. Lob pass underneath the Rennie. Through into the basket. Shot is up. No basket. They're going to say the shot clock expired. Shiloh Wallman got it down, got it in the hole, but the shot clock expired before she put the shot up. 5:45 to go here in the second quarter. 21-3. Freeman with a dominating performance so far. Snyder has to chase the ball down near midcourt to prevent the over and back. Almost drug the pivot foot. Now gives her pass inside to Snodgrass. Back to Addie Darnell. Darnell with a give and go at top of the key. Big collision. Rennie comes up with the steal. Players smashed together, and Reagan Rennie came out of there with the basketball. Downcourt pass goes to Rennie into the corner. Flips it to the corner to her teammate right side. The shot is up in and out by Bornpole. Did not go. Then a whistle and a foul on the battle for the rebound. Foul's going to be called against the Falcons this time, and it'll be Auburn's basketball. Called for that personal is Hayden Schaff, a junior. That's her first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Falcons. 5 minutes, 12 seconds to play here in the first half. 21-3. Freeman dominating the Lady Bulldogs from Auburn here at home tonight. Here's Addie Darnell with a driving lay-in up and good. They gave Darnell a little seam down the lane, and that's Addie's first 2 points of the night. Makes it 21-5 now. Falcons feed into Reagan Rennie. Rennie to the left side. They hold it for a three. That's up and off. No good. But the rebound underneath comes down. A try for follow shot put up by Alicia Johansson. And a whistle and a foul. And we'll put Alicia Johansson at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Bree Wehankel is going to be called for the personal. Her first, second team foul. Alicia Johansson is 0 for 2 from the line so far tonight. Make that 0 for 3. Couldn't get that one down either. She'll have another shot coming here. 4:48 to go first half. It's 21-5. Freeman on top. Alicia Johansson's second shot is up. It's short off the rim. Won't go. And saving the ball from going out of bounds for the Bulldogs was Ariel Frank. Frank has it down to Darnell. Gray Snyder. Snyder moves between defenders. Had an open look. Now a cross-court pass. Snyder goes to the left elbow with it. Back it comes to Snyder on the right side. She goes around the defender, has the ball stolen away from her. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Grace Snyder. That's one of those frustration fouls. She turned it over and then tried to reach in and get the ball back out of desperation. She's called for the foul, her first team foul, number three. 4:24 to go first half. 21-5 if you're just checking in. Freeman on top. The Lady Falcons led 19-3 after one quarter. And now we've played nearly half of the second period. Not a lot of scoring in this quarter. It was 19-3. Now we're 21-5. The two teams have each only come up with 2 points apiece in this entire stanza. Here's a give and go with a driving layup. It's up. Won't go down. The shot put up by Brooklyn Verhuizen. Rebound Addie Darnell. Darnell down court. Swanson's going to launch a three. Got it. Well, I think Ella Swanson probably ought to shoot the ball more. She's 2 for 2 out here from three-point range. At the other end, under the basket, follow shot, put back up and good. Basket counts. And in Bornpole got that one, the sophomore, and she'll be at the line for the and one. Bornpole got the offensive rebound and the putback and drew the foul. foul is going to be called on Bree Wehinkle. That's her second personal, team foul number 4 of the quarter. Free throw is up, will not go down. That up and off, no good for Bornpole. She couldn't get the end one, but she's got 5 points in the ballgame. It's 23-8. Ella Swanson has the ball out here in her favorite spot. This time she passes up the shot. Coming out to defenders, Alicia Johansson. Little give and go, looking inside. Ball's going to be stolen away. Nice job defensively by Grace Menzel. Timeout taken on the floor with 3:32 to play here in the first half. 23-8 your score. Freeman on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunday 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, the scoreboard here at Freeman High School shows 3 minutes, 32 seconds left to play in the first half of our girls' varsity contest. Our score, Freeman 23 and Auburn 8. Auburn scoring, Ella Swanson has a pair of threes coming in off the bench. Addie Darnell hit a 2 for their total of 8. Right now, the leading scorer is Savannah Mahler and Endon Bornpole. They have 5 each right now for Freeman. Freeman's basketball. Inbound the pass into Johansson. Johansson gives it up top to Verhuizen. She dribbles between the rings at the top of the circle. Puts it into the corner. Deep baseline. 3 up and good. Nailing the 3 down in the corner. Endon Bornpole. That's her second 3 of the night. She's got 7 or 8 points now. Auburn the other direction now. Trailing 26-8. Darnell feeds it to the right side. It got away loose. Carrying the ball is going to be called. Another turnover. The Bulldogs have really been haunted with turnovers here in the first half of this one. Several of them, unfortunately, were just unforced turnovers. Here's Savannah Mahler back into the lineup for Freeman. Hayden Schaff back on there also onto the floor, as well as Shiloh Wallman. Down court, it comes to the right side, driving layup. Shiloh Wallman couldn't get it. Whistle foul. We're going to put Wallman to the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. And I think the foul is going to go on Ariel Frank, her first, team foul number 5. At the line, shooting 2. First one is up and off. No good for Wallman. Shiloh Wallman. We'll have a second shot coming. She has 2 points tonight on 1 field goal. Shiloh Wallman's second shot is up, and it's off the mark. Doesn't go, but the rebound comes down. And going in for the driving layup was Grace Menzel. Rebound came down there to Freeman. They're going to set the offense and pull it back out to the top of the key. Brooklyn Verhuizen resets it. Dribbles between the rings, comes to the left wing to Wallman. Wallman at the free throw line, passed up the shot, into the corner left side. Here's a long 3 from the left corner, way out in the corner, off, no good. That was launched by Grace Menzel. Rebound, follow shot, try for putback, whistle and a foul in the paint. And I believe we're going to send another one of the Falcons to the line. Right back to the line again is going to be Shiloh Wallman to shoot 2 more. She missed a pair just a minute ago. This foul is going to be called on Ariel Frank, her second at the free throw line. Up and good this time for Shiloh Wallman. She's now made 1 out of 3 from the line and has 3 points. She'll have another attempt coming here. Clock down to 2:29 to play here in the first half. It's 27-8. Freeman on top with Shiloh Wallman at the line, ready to take her second free throw. Shot is up. The shot is good. She hit them both. Wallman now with 4 points in the ballgame. Be sure and stay tuned for our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. We'll give you a complete rundown of the first half scoring, let you know how each of the individual players performed in our first 16 minutes. Here come the Bulldogs to try and get it going from the corner. Swanson goes up with a 3 that's partially blocked. Rebound, try for follow shot, put back up, off, no good by Wehinkle, and the rebound now brought down by the Falcons. Freeman down the floor quickly. Verhuizen on the dribble. Goes to the right corner with it. Greer Houston back to the top key on the left side. Grace Menzel on the dribble. Now goes to Mahler with it. Left side of the free throw circle. Skip pass across court. Greer Houston, top of the key. They feed it into the corner. Baseline right side. Traveling is going to be called on Shiloh Wallman. Walked with the basketball. It'll turn it over and give the ball back again to Auburn. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half now, 1:47 showing on the game clock in the second quarter. 28-8, a 20-point advantage for Freeman. Addie Darnell down court with the ball. Here's Swanson. She'll try a three. This one's just off the mark to the left. Long down court pass on the fast break. They'll pull up for a two-point jump shot up and good. Nice job by Hayden Schaaf as she got that one to drop. The junior, her first bucket of the night. 30-8 now. The lead is 22 as Freeman dominating the Lady Bulldogs. Trying to work to the baseline on the right side for Auburn is Emery Snodgrass. She feeds it underneath. Shot is up and good by Wayhinkle. Bree Wayhinkle got the shot off the glass on the lay-in. Fast break the other way. Freeman wastes no time coming down. Here's a shot put up by Brooklyn Verhuizen. She's going to be fouled, and we're going to put Verhuizen at the line. Brooklyn is 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight, has 4 points. That foul is going to be called on Ella Swanson, her first. So at the line, Brooklyn Verhuizen. First free throw is up and good. She's now hit 3 out of 3 from the line. She has 5 points in the game so far. 1:01 left to play in the first half of this one. This is the first half of a doubleheader. Boys varsity game coming up after this one later tonight here on Sunny. Second shot is up and good also. Brooklyn is now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has 6 points, and that pushes the lead for Freeman out to 22 points now at 32-10. Grace Snyder will bring the ball down court. Try and set things up here to the near side. Comes to Emery Snodgrass. Give and go to Addie Darnell. Back out it comes Snodgrass. Her shot is off the mark. Rebound. Warnpole. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Warnpole outlet the pass to Shiloh Wallman. Wallman's going to take it all the way into traffic. Top of the key, around the horn, right side. Into Reagan Rennie in the paint. Left wing, shot from the left corner for three. Up, that's off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up, and good. Getting the put back was Alicia Johansson. That's her first 2 points of the night on the field goal on the basket after the rebound. 17 seconds to go here. 34-10. Auburn's going to play for the final shot. Inside it goes. Turnaround shot up. Wayhinkle off. No good. Rebound. Fast break going the other way. They've got time. All the way in for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Aiden Bornpole laid it in. She's in double figures with 10 points. There's a buzzer. And at the half, the Freeman Falcons are leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 36-10. That's our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute break here, then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Give you a complete rundown of all the first half numbers right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
December is full of travel, gatherings, and holiday celebrations. Nemaha County Hospital wants to help us all stay safe this season. Their team reminds us to take breaks on long drives, stay alert even on short trips, and watch for icy sidewalks at holiday events. Our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to wish you and your loved ones a safe and healthy holiday season. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back, industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Sunny 101.3.
Halftime recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, the Freeman Falcons leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 36-10. Our halftime score. Individual scoring for Freeman, they're led by Anden Bornpole. She's in double figures with 10 points at the half. Brooklyn Verhuizen has 6. 5 points for Reagan Rennie. Savannah Muller off the bench also with 5 points. Shiloh Wallman has 4. 2 points each for Alicia Johansson, Grace Menzel, and Hayden Schaff for their total of 36. From the free throw line, the Falcons get 9 out of 16 from the line. For the Lady Bulldogs, just 10 points on the board at halftime. Ella Swanson came off the bench and hit a pair of threes. She has 6 to lead the way. Addie Darnell with 2 and Bree Wehinkle with 2 for their total of 10. Free throws, Auburn made none out of 2. They are 0 for 2. Freeman, as we said, 9 out of 16. At the half, 36-10, Freeman leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. Passing clouds come in for this evening as temperatures fall back to around 34 with south winds gusting at times up to around 30 miles per hour. Winds switch to the north for the day on Saturday with gusts still at around 25 miles per hour, high around 47 and mostly sunny. West winds will be lighter by Saturday night with winds up to around 5 miles per hour, then a low of 25 and partly cloudy. We'll see similar temperatures on Sunday, a high around 47 with mostly sunny skies. Increasing clouds by Sunday night, we dip back to around 33. Then Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, but warmer with a high around 57, and it will be breezy. Falling back to around 37 into Monday night with a few clouds rolling through. Mostly sunny with continued mild temperatures on Tuesday, high around 57. 40 our forecast low Tuesday night, as more clouds are expected to push in. As we look ahead toward Christmas Eve, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures a little bit warmer with a high around 61. Falling back to 45 Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. Pleasant as we head toward Christmas Day, a high of 67 and mostly sunny. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole on Sunny 101.3.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick covered review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back with you here at Freeman High School in Adams. It's halftime. The Freeman Lady Falcons leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs at the half, 36-10. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. Us radio announcers, we trade scores back and forth using our messaging and our cell phones, and Dylan Hendricks is calling the Palmyra Fall City girls game right now over on KTNC, and we typically share first quarter scores, halftime scores. I sent my halftime score to Dylan, 36-10. He responded with Palmyra leading Fall City 6-3. I hope that's at the end of the first quarter and not at halftime. My goodness. 6-3, Palmyra girls leading Fall City. That game being played right now, and you'll hear it over on KTNC tonight. Again, this is the first half of a doubleheader that we have for you here tonight. The boys' varsity game should be an interesting matchup. The Freeman Falcons undefeated, 5-0. The Auburn Bulldogs at 3-1. After winning their first three games, they fell in a close one to Plattsmouth earlier this week. So Plattsmouth defeated Auburn and sends them in here 3-1, but nevertheless, I expect a great ball game on that boys' side tonight, second half of our doubleheader. When we get ready to resume action and move into the third quarter, it will be Auburn's basketball. Back on the floor, Wayhinkle, Darnell, Frank, Snodgrass, and Stanley, the same five that started the game. I believe we've got the same five also out here for Freeman. It's going to be Verhuizen, Johansson, Ballman, Bornpole, and Rennie. All right, Freeman with the basketball. Here's a three on the way from the right wing, up and good by Brooklyn Verhuizen. So she opens with a three, and now she has 9 points in the ballgame, pushes it out to 39-10 now. With the ball, the Lady Bulldogs beat it into the corner. In traffic, down deep, baseline right side, back to the top of the circle. Snyder holds the ball. She can't get a look at it. Pressuring defense, Reagan Rennie with a steal. Rennie just reached around, knocked the ball away from Morgan Stanley and got the steal. Fast break comes to Rennie. Rennie's in the paint. has to go to the top of the circle. There's an open look three off the back of the iron. Rims off, no good. Darnell comes out with a rebound. Addie Darnell with the basketball pushes it down the court to set it up. Looks to Bree Wehinkle on the left wing. Darnell lobs it inside. Ball is tipped back to her. Darnell gets the ball right back. Rennie reached in there and slapped it away on the baseline. Now Snyder tries to penetrate, dribbling into traffic. A cross-court pass comes to the left side. Back up top it comes. There's a long three that's off. No good. Put up on the corner by Grace Snyder. Ball got away and went out of bounds, and it's going to stay. Well, now, wait a minute. A whistle. They're going to call a foul down here, and the foul is going to go against Freeman. They're going to call it on Reagan Rennie. On Rennie, her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Falcons. Auburn will have the basketball. Addie Darnell with the dribble. She works between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Feeds down into the corner, low post right side of the lane. The pass comes right back up top to Darnell. Darnell kicks it to the corner. Open look right side, short off the front of the rim, did not go. That shot was put up down in the corner a minute ago by Collins Wehinkle. Now a shot at the other end with a whistle and a foul. I believe we're going to put Freeman in the free throw line to shoot two. Up and down the floor, people hacking and slapping at the basketball. This foul is going to go on Emery Snodgrass, her third personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Bulldogs. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, will be Grace Menzel. Now check that. That may very well be Shiloh Wallman. Yes, it is. Wallman's at the line, and she hits the first one. She's now made three out of five from the line, and she has 5 points. Shiloh Wallman averages 10.2 points per ballgame. Free throw is on the way up. She hit them both. Wallman hits a pair, pushes the score out now to 41-10. Freeman with a 31-point advantage. Just underway here in the second half. 6:19 to play in the third period. Grace Snyder, 5'2 freshman, handles the ball for the Bulldogs. Snyder, a cross-court pass. Gives it over to Bree Wehinkle. Wehinkle comes right back to Snyder with it. They work into the corner, looking for Darnell in traffic. The ball's going to get away out of bounds. Not able to handle it under there was Morgan Stanley. It was tossed just a little bit tall for her. Stanley couldn't get a handle on it, and the ball gets away, goes out of bounds. It'll be Freeman's basketball now. 6:02 to go here in the third quarter. We're in Adams, Nebraska tonight, Freeman High School. It's 41-10, the Freeman ladies leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs just into the third quarter. Here comes Freeman down court. Verhuizen with the ball. The three at the top of the key, up and good. Brooklyn Verhuizen, her second three-pointer of the quarter. She's in double figures and has 11 points now for the Freeman Falcons. Grace Snyder pushes the ball down court. Ball is going to be stolen away. A reach-in slapping foul is going to be called. Ella Swanson was coming across court with it, and she got fouled by Alicia Johansson. Johansson's first personal. Team foul number two of the quarter. The ball will stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Inbound the pass to Grace Snyder from Darnell. Snyder goes to the corner, finds Swanson. Right back to Snyder. She passed up a look. Now takes a long three. Off the glass, no. And the rebound pulled away by Andon Bornpole. Bornpole gets the outlet pass down court quickly. All the way in, driving, laying up. Does not go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to send Grace Menzel to the free throw line this time. Menzel will be shooting two shots. She has 2 points so far tonight on a field goal back in the first quarter. This foul's on Adrielle Frank. On Frank, that's her third personal, second team foul of the quarter. Free throw is up and off, no good. Grace Menzel will get a second attempt here. Missed the first one. Back into the lineup now for Auburn. We have Ava Krause into the contest for the first time, I think, tonight. Krause is in the ballgame. Second free throw is up and good. That one went down for Grace Menzel. She's got 3 points now in the ballgame. Makes it 45-10. The lead is 35 for Freeman. Into the corner, left side with the ball. Underneath baseline, left side ball taken away. Reagan Rennie comes up with the loose basketball, has the rebound. Down court it comes quickly. Setting up the offense, Grace Menzel. Menzel to the near side. Comes over with it to Hayden Schaaf. Schaaf Feeds inside to Savannah Mahler. Mahler puts a three up from the corner. Doesn't go, but the rebound is taken down by Grace Menzel. Now Menzel's going to try a three. It's off the mark, and the rebound is fought for. Reagan Rennie dives onto the floor after the ball down there, battling for the loose basketball with Bree Wehagel. Possession arrow is going to favor the Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs will have the ball and inbound it. Inbound the pass. They toss it to Grace Snyder. Snyder's going to bring it up the floor very casually here. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 45-10. Cross-court pass from the corner. A long three is up. That one's off. No good. By Krause. It wouldn't go. Now Snyder's going to try one from the right corner. It doesn't go. Reagan Rennie pulls down the rebound. Rennie gets the ball out to Grace Menzel. Menzel trapped down there. Now goes back to Rennie with the pass. Reagan Rennie down court. Menzel across the timeline. Gets the pass from Rennie. Back to the top of the circle. Bounce pass inside Rennie. Turnaround shot up short. Off the front of the rim, and the rebound pulled away by the Lady Bulldogs. Let's see who got that one. In the ball game now, Bree Wehagel. This is Snyder with the ball. Snyder comes up to Darnell. Darnell, spin move in the paint, driving lay-in up and good. Nice move, Addie Darnell. That's her second bucket of the night. She's got four now. Makes it 45-12. 3:35 to go in the third period. 45-12 your score. A 33-point advantage here. Freeman very patiently working the basketball to the left wing. Brenna Harms is in the lineup now. Harms, just a freshman, playing out at the point guard. Gives to Mahler. Mahler's going to try a three. It's off, no good. Rebound to Snyder. Grace Snyder pulls it down for Auburn. Snyder, just a freshman at 5'2". Good little ball handler. Long down court pass. Jump shot right side up off. No good. That one is put up by Darnell. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound comes to Mahler. Savannah Mahler beats to the corner, right side. And in Bournepole, there's the driving layup, whistle, and a foul. Moving toward the basket was Grace Menzel. She got fouled. I think we're going to put Menzel back to the line where she'll be shooting two shots here. See who the foul's going to be called on. Bree Wehagel, her third personal, team foul number three. At the free throw line, shooting two. The first one is up and good for Grace Menzel. She's now made two out of three from the line and has 4 points in this basketball game. Just under 3 minutes to play here in the third stanza, 46-12. Second free throw is up. It's good also for Grace Menzel. She missed her first one tonight and has made three in a row since then. She has 5 points. It's 47-12 now. With 2:49 to go, there's a long two just inside the three-point arc, up and off, no good. Rebound brought down. Snyder in traffic, can't get a shot off. Goes to Darnell off the right side. Nice move by Addie Darnell. Make the lay-in right over the defender. She's got six now, makes it 47-14. Freeman's basketball, Grace Menzel going inside to Mahler with it. Mahler comes back out into the corner. Back to the top of the circle. I've got a number two on the floor, and she's not even listed in the program anywhere. Here's a driving steal. Going all the way in for the lay-in was Grace Snyder. Snyder could not get it to drop. I believe she's going to be fouled, and they're going to put her at the line here to shoot two. They're going to call the foul on Grace Menzel, her second personal, team foul number three. This is Grace Snyder at the line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. For Grace, that's her first point of the night here for Auburn. She'll get a second attempt coming. Once again, a reminder, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We got the big boys varsity game coming up after this. Second shot is up and good also for Grace Snyder. So she hits a pair, has 2 points, and it's 47-16 our score. Freeman's basketball, across court pass, tipped away, grabbed up into the corner. Grace Menzel works all the way in, feeds it underneath, in traffic, goes back to Menzel, off her fingertips, out of bounds. It'll be a turnover to give the ball back to Auburn. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play here for you. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer back at our studios at the Sunny 101.3 control panel. We're down to 1:50 to play here in the third quarter. It's 47-16 is our score. Auburn trailing. Bulldogs with the basketball. Darnell tries to get to the baseline. Falls to the floor. a whistle and a foul is going to be called. The Bulldogs put up a shot down there. Launching the shot was Ava Krause. Krause is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two. Foul is going to be on Hayden Shafe. That's her second personal. Ava Krause shooting two at the line. First one is up off the back of the rim. Nope. Got another attempt coming, though. 47-16, your score. Freeman on top here with 1:39 to go in the third. Second shot is up and good for Ava Krause. Krause is a junior. Averages 6.5 points a game. That's her first point of the night. All right, the lead is 30 now. 47-17 for Freeman. As they handle the basketball and come to the left corner. Here's a three from the left side. That's up and good. Bingo. Nice looking three over there by Grace Menzel. Grace Menzel hits the three. She's got 8 points now in the ballgame. Now Auburn down court with the basketball. Addie Darnell tries to get into the paint with the ball. Can't get there. Up top to Krause. Across court pass to Swanson. Ella Swanson dribbles to the corner. Down deep. Low post. Right side of the basket. Can't get a look at it. They go into traffic with the pass. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Freeman. That will be the fifth team foul of the quarter. So we'll be shooting free throws. See, we're sending to the line here. Okay, I think that's Snodgrass that's at the line now. Emery Snodgrass, free throw is up and good. Got it to fall. She'll get another one coming. That's her first point of the night here. Emery Snodgrass. A freshman, 5'5", averages 4 points a game. Second one is up and good. She hit them both. Auburn's doing well from the line. They're 5 out of 6 from the free throw line this quarter, but only 2 field goals to go with those 5 free throws. 57 seconds to play here. We're inside of a minute to go in the third quarter. It's 50-19. Freeman comes on the attack with the basketball. Andon Bornpohl. Andon Bornpohl gives it up to Brenna Harms, the freshman, handling the ball now. Feed it inside, driving for the layup. Whistle, foul. Andon Bornpohl is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. She's 0-for-1 from the line so far tonight, but does have 10 points on a pair of trays and a pair of deuces. That foul is going to be called on Krause. That's her first. Team foul number 4. At the line, Bornpohl shooting 2. The first one is up. Hits the back iron and rims off 4. She's now 0-for-2 from the line. But she is in double figures with 10 points. And in Bornpohl. Second shot is on the way. It's up and this one is off also. Couldn't get it to drop. Young man, and they come into forecourt across the timeline to set the offense. Baseline right side. Bulldogs with the basketball. 30 seconds left with which to work. Krause feeds it up top. Lily Robertson in the lineup now. Robertson on the dribble. Goes to the right corner with it. All the way around to the left side of the lane. No chance for a shot there. Now from the corner. A three up and good. Nailing the three on the right side there for the Bulldogs. Getting that shot down was Collins Wehinkle. Wehinkle with her first points of the night. And we're down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They'll go in for a driving layup at the buzzer. That's good. Nice move to the basket there by Grace Menzel as she laid it in. And after three quarters, our score, 52-21. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
52 after three quarters here. Freeman with the lead. We move to the fourth and final stanza. Freeman with the basketball. Here's a three on the way up and good by Savannah Mahler. Mahler has 8 points now in the ball game, makes it 55-21. Bulldogs with the basketball. Krause on the left wing. Feeds it to the top of the key to Darnell. Here's a long three from the left wing up off. No good by Krause. Rebound fought for. Got away out of bounds off the Bulldogs, and it'll belong to Freeman. Opening minute of play here in the fourth quarter of this girls' varsity contest. Freeman has pretty much dominated this one from the get-go. They led it 19-3 after one quarter. Here's a give-and-go, rebound, follow shot, put back, up and good there for the Freeman Falcons on the baseline. Getting that put back on the rebound was Alicia Johansson. Johansson now with 4 points. They lob the ball inside to Darnell. She has it stolen away with the steal. Brooklyn Verhuizen. Verhuizen feeds it underneath. Oh, beautiful pass. Couldn't finish. Got it off to Shiloh Wallman. Wallman missed the uncontested layup. Here comes Addie Darnell. Darnell gives it to Snyder in the corner. Three is up and rims off. No. Rebound pulled away. Freeman back the other direction on the fast break. They get it to Mahler. Ahead for the driving layup. Darnell goes up, blocks the shot. Mahler goes to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Darnell. Addie Darnell's first personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line will be Savannah Mahler, a junior. Averages 9.6 points per game. She's got 8 so far tonight. Make that 9. Hits the first free throw. She hits the second one. She's got her game average. Got some more subs checking in here now for Auburn. Looks like back into the ball game is Grace Snyder onto the floor. Savannah Mahler ready for her second free throw. It's on the way. It's up and it's good. Hit them both. 58-21 our score with the basketball. Bulldogs into forecourt. Grace Snyder. Skip pass across court, tipped away by Mahler, nearly stolen. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Mahler touched it last. Wisely not trying to pick it up over there was Grace Snyder. Well, now we got two platoon basketball here. We got 5 new ball players on the floor for Freeman. Well, Bourne Pohl's back out there. We'll try and ID all of them. May even have some JV numbers showing up that weren't listed on the varsity roster. I think that's what's happening to us. All right, Bulldogs with the basketball. Into the corner, left side. Bree Wehinkle. There's a three from the left corner, up and off, no good. The rebound pulled down by the Falcons. Coming out with the ball is Grace Menzel. Menzel's going to bring it down court herself. Sets it up to the top of the key to the near side. We've got a number 30 in the ball game that's not listed on the varsity roster. Inside the paint, driving for a layup. Whistle, foul. And I believe we're going to be, say this foul came on the floor. Foul's going to be on Grace Snyder, her second personal. And it'll be Freeman's basketball under their own basket. They'll trigger it in baseline, right side on the base. Toss it in now to Brenna Harms. Harms, the freshman point guard, gives it into the corner. There's a three that's up and off, no good by Grace Menzel. And the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Grace Snyder will bring it down court to set it up. Grace Snyder, Addie Darnell come down court. Snyder between the rings, top of the circle, around the horn to the right corner. Back up top, it comes to Snyder. Left side, they go into Darnell. Darnell's going to go up with a shot and got it. Addie Darnell in traffic, laid it up off the glass. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. 59-23 the score. 5.5 minutes to play in this one. Boys varsity coming up next after this. Look into the right corner underneath. It's number 30 that is not in the program. They lob it inside. Schaefer has it. Kicks it back up to Bourne Pohl. Andon Bourne Pohl just holds the ball for a minute. Now Andon dribbles across court with it. They're very patient here. Clock shot down to 9. Driving layup. Off no good. Rebound try for follow shot up and good. And getting the put back is Hayden Schaefer. She's got 4 now. Might be Schaaf. I'm not sure on that. S-C-H-A-A-F. Whistle. The foul's going to be on Addie Darnell. Darnell is called for the personal. That is her second. At the free throw line will be Schaaf, I believe it is. Free throw is up, in and out. No, it did not go. Now a struggle for the rebound. It got away out of bounds. Touch last there by Freeman. So it'll belong to the Bulldogs. We're going to have a timeout taken with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 61-23 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you've been in business as long as we have, everybody knows your name. Whether you're a newcomer or a longtime customer of Frontier Bank, we make a point of knowing your name and how you like your banking. From flexible home loans to construction or commercial loans, ag loans or real estate loans, we'd be happy to sit down and talk. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're back with you here at Freeman High School, 61-23. Our score, Freeman girls on top of Auburn with 4:59 to go. Clock is running. Into forecourt comes Grace Snyder with the dribble. Snyder, a cross-court pass to the near side. Feeds it into Collins Wehinkle. Now a long three from the right side that's up and off, no good. A struggle for a loose basketball on the floor. Everybody trying to get after it. Held ball is called. Possession arrow points in direction of Auburn. Bulldogs will have the ball. They'll inbound it under their own basket. Leave to toss it in, and there's going to be Darnell. They lob it in. Darnell with the basketball. Jump shot, left side, up and good. Addie Darnell. Now I've got her in double figures with 10 points, as she made that shot from the left side. 61-25 is your score. Now Freeman down to set things up. Jaden Pella's in the lineup. Pella goes all the way to the corner. Has the ball dribbled away from her. Knocking the ball out of Pella's hands down here in the corner was Bree Wehinkle. It'll stay with Freeman. Wehinkle touched it last. Felkins to toss it in. Baseline right side of the basket. They toss the ball into Harms with the ball. Now it's taken away. Almost with the steal there was Wehinkle. Had it knocked away from Pella for a moment. Pella gets the ball back. Jaden Pella on the dribble. Now it is going to be stolen away. Driving for the lay-in. Up by Wehinkle. Couldn't get it. Pella chased her down. Wehinkle had the steal, missed the layup. We're at the four-minute mark now to go in the ballgame. Here's the long down court pass. Things getting a little bit ragged now. Stepping on the sideline with the basketball, one of the Falcon players. It'll go right back over to Auburn. Back-to-back turnovers here. Back into the game, Ava Krause now into the contest. Krause, a 5'8 junior, averaging 6.5 points a game, gets into the contest. Under 4 minutes to play now in this girls' varsity game. 3:59 showing on the game clock. Auburn's basketball. Grace Snyder gets the inbound pass from Krause. A cross-court pass to the far side. It goes lob pass into traffic. Trying to move to the basket. Going up with a shot that did not go. Ball is loose on the floor. Freeman chases it now. Falcons come up with the basketball. Harms on the dribble. Harms gives it up now to Jordan Pella. Inside traffic. Back to the corner. Baseline right side. Moving toward the bucket is Harms. She'll dribble it. Lob pass inside the paint. Right side. Here's number 30 from the corner. Up, in, and out. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. Krause comes up with the rebound and gets the outlet pass to Grace Snyder. 3:15 to go in the ball game. Again, the score, 61-25. Freeman has pretty much dominated this one from the beginning. Snyder goes inside the paint. There's a turnaround shot that's up and off. No good. Put it by Lily Robertson. Now Snyder with a long three. It comes up short. Robertson tries to save it. It's going out of bounds. Couldn't get there. Morgan Stanley was chasing after that one also. Stanley and Roberts were both down there. Morgan Stanley, isn't that an investment firm, I believe? Morgan Stanley is a 5'9 junior. Under 3 minutes to go here. 2:57 on the game clock. Again, the score 61-25. Freeman with the lead. Here come the Falcons on the attack. Bulldogs in their man-to-man defense. Brenna Harms with the ball across to Grace Menzel. Menzel holds it up top for a minute. Top of the circle, back to Harms. Harms tries to go inside the paint. Can't get a shot off. From the corner, there's a long two that's off. Chasing the ball down, it's going to get away out of bounds. No, saved from going out of bounds nicely. They feed it underneath in traffic. Ball stripped away. Harms comes again to the top to Menzel. Across court to Harms. Now we've got a whistle and a foul on the far side. Officials sorting things out here. The foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. It'll be Freeman's basketball. Fouls on Lily Robertson. On Robertson, her first personal. Team foul number 4 on Auburn. Not yet shooting. Freeman's basketball. There's Harm with a long 3. It's up and it's off. No good. Struggle for the rebound. Held ball is called. Possession goes to Freeman with 2:11 to play in the game. Freeman will inbound it, baseline under their own basketball, on basketball court. Here's a shot up for 3. It's good. And that's a mysterious number 2 that's not in the program, wearing a JV uniform out here, and she just nailed a 3 from the corner. So, Mom, if you wash jersey number 2, your daughter just hit a tray out here. I apologize for not being able to identify her, but she's not in the program. She's not in the program. There's not much we can do about it. 64-25, your score now. Under 2 minutes to go. 1:54 to play here. Bulldogs trying to get a little offense going. Snyder in the corner. Grace Snyder. There's a long 3 from the right side. Rebound, follow shot, put back. Try for tip in, won't go. That was put up by Lily Robertson on the baseline. Couldn't get it to fall. Robertson and Morgan Stanley were down there battling for the rebound. Looks like a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Auburn. They're going to charge Morgan Stanley with the personal. That's her 5th, so she'll foul out of the ball game. And we'll see who they put to the free throw line here at the other end. I believe that's going to be Grace Menzel. Free throw is on the way up. Rims around and got it. Grace Menzel has now hit 4 free throws in a row after missing her first one. She's 4 out of 5. Has 11 points. Second shot is up and good also. That's 12 points now for Grace Menzel. Sure, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the scoring and how it went. Hayden Schaaf is back into the lineup now. 66-25. Post-game scoring recap brought to you by presenting sponsor Mead Lumber. There's a shot on the baseline. Up and good. On the rebound and the putback there for the Bulldogs. Getting that shot was Frank. Ariel Frank with her first 2 points of the ball game here late in the contest. Frank did a good job of just getting that offensive board and the putback. Now Frank knocks the ball loose from the corner. 3 is on the way that won't go. Rebound comes off the back of the backboard. Trying to throw the pass back in bounds. And it'll be Auburn's basketball with 1:09 to go in the game. Inbound the pass to Bree Wehinkle. Wehinkle gives it up to Swanson. Ella Swanson into the corner, right side, a cross-court pass. There's a long 3 from the left side that's up and off. No good, put up by Ava Krause. Krause couldn't get it. The ball got away, went out of bounds. But it's going to stay with Auburn. Bulldogs will inbound it in the corner. They'll toss it in. They lob it to the top of the circle. Working to the corner, baseline right side. On the dribble, back to the top of the key. 32 seconds to go here in the game. From the corner, Swanson for 3. Got it. Ella Swanson hits the 3 from down in the corner. That's her 3rd 3 of the night. She's got 9 now. And 20 seconds to go here in the ball game. They'll pull it out. Won't put up another shot. They'll just dribble this thing out. Your final score tonight is going to be Freeman 66 and Auburn 30. 66-30 is your final, as you'll hear the buzzer sound in about a second. We'll take a 2-minute break here and be back with the post-game scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This holiday season, F&M Bank sends you and your family our warmest greetings and heartfelt wishes. We invite you to stop by either of our locations where a fresh cup of coffee and friendly conversations await. Come meet our family at F&M, the people dedicated to caring for you. From our family to yours, may your holidays be filled with joy, peace, and cherished moments. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
Now our post-game story recap brought to you by a presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. All right, let's take a look at the individual scoring here. The final, 66-30, Freeman with the win. For the Freeman Falcons, they had four girls in double figures. Brooklyn Verhuizen had 12. Grace Menzel had 12. Andon Bornpole had 10. And Savannah Muller had 10. After that, 6 points tonight for Shiloh Wallen. Adding five was Reagan Rennie. 4 points tonight for Alicia Johansson. Hayden Schaaf also had 4 points in the game. And with 3 points in the contest, number two, the mysterious number two, adds up to 66. From the free throw line, Freeman shot 29 free throws. They made 18 out of 29. For the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, one player in double figures, Addie Darnell, finished with 10 right behind Ella Swanson. Had 9 in the ball game on 3 threes coming off the bench there. 3 points tonight for Collins Wehinkle. 2 points each for Grace Snyder, Bray Wehinkle, Ariel Frank, and Emery Snodgrass. And Ava Krause added 1 for their total of 30. The Lady Bulldogs made 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. 66-30, your final score in the girls' varsity contest tonight. The Freeman Falcons improved their record to 4-2. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs now fall to 1-5. Well, we're going to take about a 12-minute break out here and send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios. Kurt Kilman's going to keep you entertained for about the next 12 or 13 minutes, Kurt. And we'll be back then with our pregame show of the boys' varsity game about 12 minutes from right now here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.